We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Welcome. We are glad you are on board today. Bill Michaels Show is on the air. We got sports to talk about today, although not wonderful sports to talk about today, as the Brewers beat up yesterday. Might be the best way to put it. Beat up yesterday by the Cincinnati Reds. They fell 6-0, 6-1, and just the same woes, you know. I mean, the same things going on, and that is the fact that the offense has been – at times there, and then it just inexplicably just goes away. And it not only goes away, I mean, it looks bad going away. So on this Friday, where I hope you're safe, you're well, you're feeling good, you're anticipating the weekend, a lot of good things going on. Looks like the weather's going to be spectacular. Got some storms rolling through the area a little bit later on today. And then starting tomorrow, we're going to get back into somewhat of our norms, it looks like. We're going to be in the mid-70s and clear skies and beautiful and looks to be great. But baseball-wise, man, oh, man, oh, man, the Brewers just stunk it up. I don't even know how to put it. I was listening to the game. I was out doing some work yesterday, driving around, and Sonny Gray shuts him down yesterday. He goes to 5-1 now with a 1.94 ERA. And Josh Lindblom did not fare very well in game two, as Lindblom he ends up going four innings, three hits, a couple of runs. I mean, he didn't pitch bad. Four strikeouts, didn't give up a long ball, threw 75 pitches, 48 for strikes, but still walks away with a loss. Freddie Peralta came in, gave up a couple of runs. Yardley didn't pitch bad. Grimm came in one inning, three hits and a couple of runs in that long ball as well, but nevertheless, it just continues to be a struggle for the Brewers. Ryan Braun's average down to 193. Christian Yelich sitting at 190. Keston Hira, 237. Jericho, 206. Smoke yesterday comes in and gets the at-bat. He's hitting 200. Garcia's hitting 222. 231 for Manny Pena. Manny Pena was on fire. Everybody said he had to be a starter. Now his true colors, true numbers are starting to show. He's dwindling. Narvaez sitting at 169. This is a cluster. It really is. This is a cluster right now. I mean, when one of your leading hitters is Orlando Arcia, who has been a traditional struggle guy, and he's hitting 264, and that's one of the best averages you have. This is a cluster, right? I can't put my finger on it. It is mind-numbing. And these two teams came together. And these two teams both were struggling from the same thing. Their offenses were letting them down. Their pitching was pretty good, although the Reds' bullpen sucks swamp water. But their pitching's been pretty good on both sides, and it's been the offense that let them down. And the Reds, their bats came to life, and the Brewers went silent. 855-830-8648. When you look right now at where the Brewers are, okay, take a realistic look at the Milwaukee Brewers right now. Okay, and I'm not saying throw the bucket of cold water on them and say, you know, just give up on the season. But what is the realistic win total? I said 32, 33 may possibly win it. This team right now, after 30 games, is 4 games under 500. So if they're gonna end up winning 32 games, I don't think they can do it. They're gonna have to go 20-10 the rest of the way. Do you think they can do it? 20-10? I don't see it. Not right now, I don't. I know the Cubs continue to struggle, so it's not like they're running away with it. The Brewers are only sitting 5 games back. You're 5 games back, though, with 30 to play. That ain't going to happen. Now you're only 2 games behind the second-place Cardinals, who are sitting at 500 at 11-11, so you do have a possibility to climb back into that. But you tell me, now that you've had 30 games to look at this team, you are halfway through the season, officially, for the Milwaukee Brewers. You tell me your helicopter view. What do you think of this team? If you had to say my grading at the midway point of this season for management, for pitching, for position, the whole way, all the way through, what would it be? What would it be? 855-830-8648. I have to tell you, in my opinion, this has been a D for dismal failure. You jettison. Now, don't get me wrong. It's not like Moustakas and Grandal are lighting it up elsewhere, okay? Moustakas has had his struggle, certainly. But they have put out there at times a really good AAA roster. But it is not a consistent big league roster. I'm sorry. It's just not. You got guys. Now, on one hand, you can say, well, Christian Yelich is a big league guy, and he's not hitting either. You're right. Absolutely. I completely agree with that. There's no excuse for that. Because you can say all you want that, well, you don't have guys around him. Well, does a superstar and a good hitter need guys around him, or does he just hit? I just think he's pressing. That's my easiest explanation, is he's pressing. He's getting better. His eye has been better at the plate. His on-base percentage has been better. So he's getting better. He's also hit into some bad luck. He's going the opposite way a little bit more, which tells you that's more of his style. He's a guy that can spray the ball all over the ballpark. Same when Ryan Braun was in his heyday, and he was hitting the hell out of the baseball, and then all of a sudden he had that bad season, and it was inexplicable. And you're just kind of like, what was that? This might be the what was that Christian Yelich season. But if you have to look at this thing from the helicopter view as to where it is right now, tell me who your hope is in. You've had some pretty good pitching. You've had some good things to talk about. And at least you have some cornerstones going into next year. But we're already talking about next year. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, I'm encouraging phone calls today regarding the Brewers. Then I want to get you over on Twitter. If you can hit us up there, you can do that. @Bill_Michaels. @Bill_Michaels. You can also find Evan Heffelfinger at EvanHeff25. Facebook. Go to Facebook.com/TheBillMichaelsShow. You can find us on Instagram, on YouTube, the website, simple, BillMichaelsSports.com. 3 words, put them all together. You can email me there as well, BillMichaels@BillMichaelsSports.com. And thanks for Mojo. Thanks to Kim. Thanks to Rosie. And thanks to Chad, all listening to us on the Radio.com app. Chad, you are the farthest away listening to us in San Diego, California today. Says, a big Packers fan here, listen every day. Thanks for doing what you do. And Chad, I appreciate it very much. So you tell me, what are your thoughts on this Milwaukee Brewers baseball team 30 games into the season, 4 games under 500? We said at the beginning of the season, I thought 31, 32 wins might get it done. Ain't going to happen. They're going to have to go 20-10 if they're going to get to 33 wins. 19-11, 8 games over 500 from here on out if they're going to really find themselves at that 32-win mark. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. I want to hear from you. Give us a shout. Let's do this. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We've got more of the Bill Michaels Show coming up. I want your phone calls. I want your thoughts. Brewers fans, bring it. You saw what happened yesterday. We got more of the Bill Michaels Show next.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
The Bill Michaels Show back, and we are glad to have you. Got a daunting number for you when we come back. When it comes to Milwaukee Brewers baseball, got a daunting number here. I just read this. It was retweeted by Adam McAlvey, but I read it. I'm like, wow. I'll tell you what it is coming up here in a minute. Hey, this portion of the program brought to you by good friends over there at Wisconsin Harley-Davidson. We're getting close. What are we, 9 days away now from the Wisconsin Harley-Davidson rally? Oh, my goodness. I can't wait. I'm jacked up. A lot of rides going off that weekend. A lot of good stuff happening. They have got two stages. They've got rides. They've got bikes to sell, used bikes to get, bikes to buy. It's September 4th through the 6th. They've got two stages, seven bands every day, including the likes of Bella Kane, Cherry Pie, Boogeyman, the Love Monkeys. Over 40 premium vendors, including a variety of local food trucks with wine, craft, and domestic beers. They've got test rides, appraisals all weekend long, 280,000 square feet of live action entertainment, and it's celebrating 117 years of the Harley-Davidson culture as they continue to creep towards that 125th anniversary. So get out there September 4th through the 6th for the best Labor Day weekend party. And they wanted me to remind you that on that Sunday, Bella Kane playing that stage that night, a lot of good things going on that Sunday as well. They said check wishd.com, W-I-S-H-D.com. They got a big ride out there as well. A couple of big rides, as a matter of fact. Out there as well. Wisconsin Harley-Davidson, the number one Harley-Davidson dealership on two wheels, as they say. Yeah. I was just talking to Rachel and Craig and those guys out there yesterday. A lot of good things going on. They got that big tent city that's just about to complete out there. Wisconsin Harley-Davidson, your destination dealer. Again, go to wishd.com. That's wishd.com. On Highway 67 in Oconomowoc, just south of 94. You can't miss it. Okay, here you go. There are 48 players in baseball, 48 players in baseball with a higher WAR number than all of the Brewers' position players combined after 30 games. Think about that. Wins above replacement. There are 48 players in baseball with a higher WAR number than all of the Brewers' position players combined. That is unbelievably pathetic. That's how bad offensively the Brewers are right now. That's how bad this is. When I went through the statistics just a little while ago, It's one thing to say, okay, here you go, and it's like, oh, God, you know, a lot of guys are just not getting it done. On-base percentages are bad. OPS is bad. But when you look at that number, there are 48 players in baseball with a higher WAR than all of the Brewers' position players combined after 30 games. Oh, my goodness. That is not good. That is not good. And I posted it just a little while ago, and it just went out. So the Brewers are 30 games into the season, halfway. What is your view of this team now? I originally predicted 32 wins. Nope, not going to happen. 26 now at best. Pitching hasn't been bad, but the offense has left them completely. Your thoughts, 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Belligerent fan tweets us at Bill_Michaels. The Brewers should sell. Of all the years, this is the one to do it. Move Hader and whomever else has value. We need young players that can hit. This is from Jacob. Says, what can they get for Josh Hader? They got to ask for a ransom, but I would take it at this point. I hate to see Hader go because I really like him, but this team doesn't have any bats, not even Yelich. He got the money and ran. Okay. You know what? Perception-wise, I'll give that to you. I don't think so. I mean, I really think that he's just struggling right now, just like everybody else is struggling right now. But you have a right to say that. This is from Ryan. Ryan writes in the Wendy's email inbox, and he says, hey, guys, great show. A huge Brewers fan, but I am done. Between the protest and the fact that this team can't hit, it's very boring to watch. I have shut off Brewers baseball. This just is not our season. Maybe I'll come back as a fan next year. I highly doubt it. Nothing can make me watch this product again. This one is from Boz. The Boz writes, he said, the number you just gave is unbelievably bad. Do you think that Mark Attanasio is finally going to open up the wallet and go find some position players that are veteran that can actually hit? I think that after this season, they are going to take a They're going to take a hard look at their money, because you're not making money right now. You're just not making money right now. So they're going to take a hard look at where their finances are. So to answer your question, do I think that they're going to open it up? Probably not. Probably not. I mean, I know you don't want to hear it, but like everybody, it's just not going to happen. I just think that and baseball in general, not just the Brewers, but I think baseball teams in general, you're looking at a monetary hit this year, a bad one. So I think teams in general are going to step it back a little bit. Our buddy Stephen Richfield writes, I'm watching the Brewers. One thing I notice is that no one is trying to square up on the ball. Everybody seems to be uppercutting, and I think it leads to strikeouts, weak round ground balls and pop-ups. Some of the Brewers' swings look like my golf swing, where I take my head off the ball and watch the ball hit the bat. So far, what a disappointing season. Let's get this thing turned around this weekend and give the Pirates some payback for last week. Have a great weekend. That's our buddy Stephen Richfield. Yeah, the Pirates are going to come a-calling, and maybe on Monday, we can talk about a little bit different outcome, but here's the problem. Let's just say, okay, let's just say, for example, the Brewers do get it together, okay? Let's say the Brewers even sweep Pittsburgh, all right? Let's just say they go ahead and they knock Pittsburgh out, all right? You get four against the Pirates. So let's say, and it's a wraparound, by the way. They play Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Then they get Detroit, then they get Cleveland, and then they get Detroit again before they finally come back and play the Cubs and the Cardinals. And the Cardinals is going to be a five-game series. That's going to be that doubleheader thrown in there with games on Tuesday and then a doubleheader again on Wednesday to make up for the games that they missed earlier this season. Remember, they had that four-game series at Miller Park. They weren't able to get all that in. So here's the thought. Let's say they do, say, take three out of four from Pittsburgh. This team, consistency-wise, it's almost like you could then go to Vegas and say, well, they're going to probably drop two to Detroit and two to Cleveland. Out of those five games that they're going to play between those two teams, they'll probably lose four. That's the way they've done it. The consistency has been inconsistency. 855-830-8648. That's been the problem. If they walk away from Pittsburgh this weekend and they get a couple of wins, that's great. But come Detroit, do they then just let it all go by the wayside again? Jared says, the Brewers are simply missing the fans. Can't be fun playing in front of empty stadiums. It's not fun at all to work, to watch. Their performance shows it. Well, that's fine. But other teams are winning. Other teams are playing well. So is all of a sudden things are going to be okay when fans are allowed back in the stands? I don't think so. I don't think so. This one's from Mark, who says, I think it's decision time on Ryan Braun and Hader. I hate to say it. They need some hitters to pair with Woodruff, Burns, Williams and Hauser. Looking at third base and first base, you may be able to get a double-A talent for Braun from a contender looking for a DH. Hader should bring a top prospect. Yeah, this is not the season that Ryan Braun wanted to have when they said, okay, we'll DH you. I think all of us thought it would be a different outcome. That I completely agree with. Mark says, can you give me the definition of what war is again? The first thing you need to know about the different war values, okay, is that there's different abbreviations and such because everybody has their own fan graphs, baseball reference, baseball perspective. But basically, it's a concept rather than one individual statistic, say like batting average, for example, defines, you know, hits per at bat. But war is defined as the number of wins a player adds to his team compared to a replacement level player. So given that definition for war, somewhat subjective, different groups of people have arrived at different calculations, but basically it's wins above replacement. How many wins do you add to your team above a replacement player, so to speak? That's what war is. So I know some people just look at the straight, you know, batting average. OPS is used a lot more now than it was in the past. You know, people are understanding what OPS is and where a good OPS number should be. Allison writes, honestly, they just suck. You have players who are underperforming. Pitching, again, is an issue. They can never seem to just get it right. There has to be a point where you actually put the money into it or it's always going to be this way. Very frustrated. This is from Dan. Says, hopefully we don't want another game. Just tank from here on out. But what are you tanking for? You know, it's not like you're tanking for the first round draft, the first pick overall in the draft. I mean, you do get usually in the top five, you get some pretty good players, but it's not like the NFL or the NBA where that guy's going to come in and be an impact player right away. Usually that player just hits double A, gets to triple A almost immediately, and then within 2 years or maybe three is finally contributing in the big leagues. It's not like it's going to make a huge difference right here, right now. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Let's get the perspective of Tim Allen, host of the On Deck Show and the Baseball Postgame Show in Milwaukee on our flagship station. We're going to talk with him coming up here after the bottom of the hour. This portion of the program being brought to you by good friends at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. The 555 is back. By the way, really nice write-up about Gina Della from Pella. I saw it on Facebook. But one of the better business people in our area. And fantastic acknowledgement for Gina and that whole crew at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. It's 5 years, no interest, 5 months before your first payment, plus 5% bonus savings. That's the 555 deal for Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. And the bonus saving, that applies to windows, doors, and installation. So if you're looking out of your windows and you're thinking, man, I've been wanting to get these things redone because winter is coming. I hate to say it. Now's the time to do it. Replace it right now and get 5% bonus savings on top of 5 years no interest and 5 months before your first payment. By the way, that's not until 2021. Pella now, pay later, plus the bonus savings right now. Stop by your nearby showroom or the Pella Experience Center or set up your free consultation right now at PellaWI.com. That is PellaWI.com. And if you see Gina, congratulate her on her recognition because she has done a fantastic job with that company, and it has just been it's been a pleasure to work with those people. Let's do this. Tim Allen, host of the Baseball Postgame Show, next on the Bill Michael Show.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Of the Bill Michaels Show brought to you by our friends at Bud Light. Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. I think if you're watching this Brewers team, you probably kicked a few of those back. It has been frustrating to say the very least. Join now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, our good buddy Tim Allen, host of the On Deck Show, the Baseball Postgame Show on our flagship station out of Milwaukee. Tim, are you sober?
Yeah, and that's the thing. I was having a wonderful day yesterday with the day off on Wednesday. I was having a great day yesterday. I was tuning up my gear for. I got a band gig over the weekend and got my amp sounding really good. I got two games of baseball, two games for the price of one, and then it's a final 6-1 and 6-0. In fact, in the 6-0, a one hit. 6-0 shutout loss, and that deflated everything. And you heard Craig Counsell last night after the doubleheader loss that You know, Bill, you and I have known him for years and years and years, and we've talked to him many, many times. I've never heard him this much down. I mean, mm-hmm. and I'm not saying depressed or anything like that. I'm just saying down. He's normally a super positive, focus on the positive, and but boy, he sounded down last night. He really did, and I think it's come to this that he's maybe running out of solutions here for this offense.
I would agree, and he sounded down in that series coming out of Chicago. And then remember he said, well, we could be talking about something different a week from now. And then you thought, okay, they went into Minnesota. They did some damage. They started to get the ball rolling. And then the wheels fell back off again. And I had said today, hell, they could end up winning 3 out of 4 against Pittsburgh on Monday. We're feeling really good about it. And then they could drop 4 of the next 5 against Detroit and Cleveland. So, I mean, that's the kind of season this has been. But when you look, and the daunting statistic was that there's 48 players in baseball. I don't know if you heard me say this. 48 players in baseball with a better WAR than the entire Brewers team.
That's sad. I mean,
that's astounding.
It really is, and we can put all the descriptive words on it, and I've heard them all on the postgame show: pitiful and pathetic and disgusting and despicable, and you know. So what's the answer? And now, okay, you can't bring in Grandal, Moustakas, and Lorenzo Cain. Those guys aren't here, and they won't be here for the next 30 games. So that being said, what are the solutions? Okay, now you can give a pep talk and say, hey, Justin Smoke, Christian Yelich, Ryan Braun, Keston Hira, you all got to come from within. Intestinal fortitude, it's got to come from within. Okay, well, after that, then what? Your options are limited, Bill, and it really comes down to this. Honestly, I've thought about it, obviously, hours and days and weeks. And I know Craig, he will combat this a little bit, and it is all about the lineup. It's like the only thing you can do right now, Bill. It really is. Someone, if they have an answer, they'd have come up with it already. So what are your options? To me, it's drastic measures after this weekend. If that offense doesn't pick up against a really bad Pittsburgh Pirates team, then starting Monday, you're going to have to do something that's going to be against your philosophy, against your strategy. It's going to be considered last year or in any 162 year goofy. It's going to be goofy because we're in a goofy season. It's sideways. So what's wrong with Orlando Arcia batting first? What's wrong with Christian Yelich leading off for a week? What's wrong with these things? Luis Urias batting second. What's wrong with separating Christian Yelich and Keston Hira, of which they're attached at the hip in that lineup? Well, mix it up because it's probably coming, Bill, and I would think it is.
I know there's a lot of talk about what you can get for whom at the trade deadline. I think the trade deadline is going to be pretty quiet. I don't know how you feel about it, but I think teams are pinched right now. You're not quite sure where your money's going to be. You don't know what you're going to be taking on or what your limits are going to be going into next season. I get the sense that there is not going to be a lot of movement at the trade deadline. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I not for this organization. I don't believe that to be true. I just wonder, though, a lot. I mean, there's some chatter with the Josh Hader stuff, but I just wonder on the Ryan Braun thing if Brawny would be willing to lift that no trade thing and help out the organization that stood by him for many, many years and provided a generational money to him and stood by him over, you know, the controversy in 2013. I just wonder if that conversation has ever occurred or recently has occurred, if one of the California teams, San Francisco, Oakland, San Diego, or the two LA teams, if one of those teams made an offer that David Stern said, oh, wow, for Ryan Braun? Okay, let me talk to Brawny. I wonder if that's occurred, Bill. I really do.
I would wonder, I mean, like right now, what do you think he's worth? Because he's only batting 200.
He is, but you can see he goes on a little bit of that clutch gene. So when the team is down, it's pretty much his demeanor's down a little bit and his production is down a little bit. You pop him in the middle of a pennant race, and you'll see a different. You'll see a veteran. You will see a Brewers legend veteran step up. He still has to a degree this year come up with some some big sizable hits, but you know that's going to happen. We saw him down the stretch the last couple of years, man. The one year he said, jump on my back. Jump aboard, man. I'll carry you. And he did, and he came through. He talked the talk and then walked the walk. So I think he would get you a decent prospect. I'm not saying it's a boatload, but it would be something.
Talking with Tim Allen, host of the Baseball Postgame Show. Pitching has been okay. I mean, do you think they've got a good nucleus for a rotation going into the offseason?
Super excited about it. I am, because these guys, everyone doesn't break out of the chute as a stud. There are occasions that happens in all of Major League Baseball, and you don't get to be Max Scherzer right away in most cases. It's a build-up. And the build-up of these guys, Corbin Burnes, Freddie Peralta, Adrian Hauser, and Brandon Woodruff, and now you throw Devin Williams into that mix, and I'm a big fan of Drew Rasmussen. He's a little behind those guys, but you'll see the maturation come along with him the next year and a half or two. That is super controllable, exciting young arms. They throw gas. Some of them have nasty splitters. Some of them have nasty change-ups. That's the super exciting thing about this. But we all want it now, and I get it. I want it too, and I want a ring and the whole deal. But that nucleus of arms, that will pay off. I can tell you that. And I'm not a scout, but just based on the experience that we've seen and the growth that we've seen, Bill, that will pay off. And they may have a killer's row, a murderer's row in that starting rotation at some point. Then you go out and you get the capper. Then you go out and get the CC. Then you go out and get the Granky. But have those guys behind him.
Right now, this team, I mean, obviously Lorenzo Cain will be back next year, so it again fortifies your outfield. But right now, this team, I think, if you look at the corners, desperately seeking offense at the corners. They just are not getting consistent. And those are usually power number positions as well, and you're not getting any of that right now. Did David Stearns overestimate or maybe under purchase, I guess, if you want to call it that, those positions?
I don't know. You know, I'm still confident that in a 162, and I don't want to sound like the excuse machine either, but I'm convinced in a 162 conventional season that the Jed Jerkos and even a Logan Morrison and Brock Holt, they perform a lot better. They do. And these times, this 60 game, this corona, this everything that's going on, I think it affects people. And we're seeing it affect not just in the Brewers organization, but we're seeing it around the league as well. That's unpredictable. Who would have predicted Christian Yelich through 30 games is batting under the Mendoza line? I mean, no one's going to predict that. How do we put our finger on why that is? I really say it's the weird circumstance for some of these players. Other players may thrive on it. I mean, look at some of these younger players around the league. Look at Castellanos. And not that he's young, but just to throw a name out there, some of these guys are thriving on this. They're digging it. They say, "Hey, screw it! It's a funky season. Let me just go out and hey, I got nothing to lose. I mean, this is 60 games. Let's go." So you can't put your finger on the Justin Smokes and the Eric Sogards and the Jed Jerkos why they continue to do this. But I think I'm with Stearns a little bit on this, that it would have turned out a little bit different. How much better? I'm not sure, but it definitely would have been better. And not to say that they can't turn things around offensively. We're only halfway. And I say only, but in relative terms to our season here, it's 30 games. We got another 30 left. They're in a playoff chase. And I know it sounds brutal. It does. But when you look at this team and you say, "Whoa, wait a second, they're in a playoff chase, Tim." The reality is they are, and they can get in. I wouldn't give up on this team. I would not do that under a Craig Council, David Stearns led organization.
Real quick, I know there's been a lot of chatter over the last week, I guess is the best way to put it. But when a team becomes down, manager gets down, things sound down. That's when people start wanting to pull triggers on managers and such. I'm in the corner of Craig Council. I think he's done a fantastic job. I think this is a weird year. I'd hate to be an excuse maker, but I think this is kind of that mulligan. This is just a weird scenario. Give me your thoughts.
I know he listens and has. I don't know if he does now, but has over the years to local sports talk. I mean, sometimes you can't avoid it. And if I were to send a message to Craig Counsell, you are going to be a great manager. I 100% believe that in every fiber of my baseball soul. Right now, you're a really good manager. There's no chance that has even scratched the surface in a situation with Craig Counsell. I would be stunned beyond belief if anything popped up that they were considering that or a managerial change. They are fully committed to this guy, and rightly so. He is a good manager and becoming better and better and better as the years go by. You watch. You wait, guys. He's one of the big reasons. Honestly, he's one of the big reasons why this organization has turned around. He is.
Yep.
We can point to David Stearns, and his personnel department and adding players and such. But you know, someone's got to manage these guys in the field. He's done an awesome job. Except this year, Greg, if you're listening, dude, you got to do something different with that lineup. You know I talk lineups. You know I talk lineups. It's the only thing left, Bill. And
right.
I laugh, but I'm serious. It's the only thing left.
Yep. No, I completely agree. Tim, always good, buddy. Hopefully you get to enjoy the weekend and enjoy the gig at the very least.
All right. Great. Thanks, Bill.
Talk to you later. There you go. Tim Allen, host of the Baseball Postgame Show, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Epoxy Flooring Done Right. Epoxy flooring, polyurea coatings, whether you're a homeowner, a business owner, industrial, they can do it all, and they can paint the building, they can paint the room, whatever it happens to be, they do that as well. So different colors, different finishes. All you got to do is get a hold of Sean and the gang, the great gang over there at epoxyflooringdoneright.com. That is epoxyflooringdoneright.com. Hear from Lorenzo Cain next.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Now, a Green and Gold training camp update. In Green Bay, here's Mike Clemens.
After taking yesterday off, the Packers will be busy this weekend back on the practice field. Green Bay looking forward to having their defense led by inside linebacker Christian Kirksey, brought in from Cleveland. Defensive coordinator Mike Pettin.
Stepped in here, you know, leadership role right away. Guys gravitated to him. That he's a good communicator on the field, good communicator off the field in the meeting room. He's a take charge kind of guy. And you can tell he's, I think initially too, just struggled a little bit just kind of being out there with guys that have been in the system, and he's the new guy, but he's the one that has to do a lot of the communication, so it's important to him, and he's really been putting the time in to get that right, so he looks good.
Kirksey, who turns 28 on Monday, says in football, leadership begins with knowing the playbook.
Obviously, you always want to get better and better. You know, playbook-wise, I feel like I'm getting on to it very quickly.
In Green Bay, I'm Mike Clemens on the Bill Michaels Show.
Welcome back to the program. Glad to have you. Our friends at Quick Trip want to remind you they have the pothole pizza, and you can get yourself registered for the Packers opening drive contest and a shot at winning a 2021 Chevy Trailblazer as well. All you got to do is stop into your local Quick Trip. If you buy a Coca-Cola product or you buy a pothole pizza with your Quick Rewards card, you are good to go. Plus, if you buy them both at the same time, you get 10 extra bonus entries. Each weekly winner is going to have the chance to win $25 per yard in the Packers opening drive. Plus, entered to win the 2021 Chevy Trailblazer. Stop it at the store and see him for the details. Lorenzo Cain said he opted out due to COVID to reestablish his faith and to be with his family.
The reason I opted out, you know, of course, COVID reasons, but also, with this lifestyle and everything that's going on, you know, 2020 has definitely opened my eyes. And I felt the need to not only opt out for the COVID reason, but also kind of get my life right with God. And that's something that I put God on the back burner and you know, with this lifestyle and with everything that's going on, I decided to, seek God and get closer to God. And that's just something I felt like I needed to do for not only myself, but my family as well. And this year's been, it's been crazy. It's been a tough year, and definitely been lost for words with a lot of things that's going on right now. And it's just tough, you know, the way things are going, it's tough to see, it's tough to deal with. And you know, we all just want things to just get better.
He also says that he thinks about his decision often.
It hurt me to leave. And honestly, that's all I've been thinking about. I honestly been thinking about opting back in, you know, I wish I could sometimes, but at the end of the day, I know what I need to do for not only for myself, but my family. I need to grow, continue to grow as a human being. And like I said, 2020 is definitely, I feel like it's changed my life. It's opened my eyes to a lot of different things. And it's been tough because, you know, I know the team has been playing great. They picked up the last few games here, but I know the team has been playing great, and nothing, I guess, pains me more to see that when the team is struggling and I'm not there. But this is something I need to do, not only for my kids, not only for my family, my wife, but for myself, more importantly, so I can help my family grow and kind of rub off on other people as I grow as well.
There you go. That was Lorenzo Cain speaking yesterday. Let's do this. We'll step away, take a quick break, come back, talk about that Brewers pitching staff just a little bit. Give me your optimism for that coming into next season as well. Stay tuned. We got more of the Bill Michael Show right after this.
Wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.